Welcome to the Make a Baby podcast. I'm Carolina Sotomayor, your podcast host and Reiki womb healer. I believe that healing is not meant to be done alone, nor should it be. Over the past 7 years, I have helped over 90 babies enter the world through the power of Reiki. We explore stories of fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum healing with a sprinkle of spirituality. We also dive into taboo topics, including trauma and pregnancy loss. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome back to the Make a Baby podcast. This is What is the Fertility Reiki series, part 3. This episode, we're talking about chakras and baby making, separating fact from fiction. And let's dive into all things that are chakras and explaining how they work with fertility and helping you conceive. It's so important for you to understand that the chakras, they already exist flowing and not blocked. And we're going to explain what every single chakra does and how you can keep them open and things to be mindful of. So let's dive in. What are the names of the 7 main chakras? The 7 main chakras are the root. And I'm going to give you all the, I'm not going to give you the Eastern names because my training has given me all of my knowledge on the Western names. And I do not want to mispronunciate or not pronounce anything correctly. So our root chakra is our first chakra. And basically, when you hear first chakra, second chakra, third chakra, they're going to work from the bottom of your feet up to the top of your head. And the last chakra, meaning the crown chakra at the top of your head. The 7 chakras, 6 of them sit on your spine and the 7th at the top of your head. There are more than 7 chakras, but these are the 7 main chakras, the largest chakras. Everywhere that there is a joint or an appendage like your elbow, there is a chakra. So your knees, your knuckles, your elbows, all of those, anything that's a joint is a chakra. Your ears have chakras. So there's much more chakras than just the 7 main ones. But we're going to go over the 7 main ones. So the first one is the root. It's at the base of the spine. And this is going to go all the way up into your tailbone area, the very tip of your tailbone, all the way down to your feet. This controls their survival mode. This is super important because basically with survival mode is everything that it takes to exist in the world. Money, house, family, but the representation of the family, not the actual relationships themselves. That's in your womb. Your money relationship, financial independence, money, food. Again, anything that it takes exists in life, occupation. And this is either lack or abundance of these things. So a lot of your money mindset is in your root chakra. A lot of lack or not having enough comes in your root chakra. The color, every chakra has a color. The color of the chakra is red. A great crystal for the chakra is black obsidian or a bloodstone. And the manifestation of an imbalance could be fear, not having enough, fear of having insecurities, also inheriting a lot of these beliefs. A lot of lack or not having enough can also be generational patterns or ancestral trauma. So that's important to understand that some of the things that you might be struggling with may not be of your own. They may have been passed down to you. Physical symptoms that are very common, anything like varicose veins, painful feet, maybe knee issues, anything with any physical injuries or any physical health issues from with your legs, your knees, your calves, your feet, your ankles, your toes, that's going to indicate a very large blockage in this particular chakra. And with this, we want to make sure that with this chakra, we're focusing on feelings of feeling powerful, feeling abundant, having enough, that you are enough, that you embodying that there is more than enough to go around, that you're supporting the chakra with affirmations such as, I am powerful, whole, and abundant. Another affirmation that can be useful is, I can't grow without an unsteady foundation. So, or I can grow with my steady foundation is a better way of putting that. So that's your root chakra. This is the chakra that's really important to make sure that if you're trying to ground, you want to make sure you're focusing on the root chakra and putting your feet into the earth or into water, or moving your feet is a great way to ground. So this chakra is actually the one that I focus on balancing first at the beginning of my day. The sacral plexus chakra is located in your abdomen, a little bit below your navel, below your belly button, and through your entire pelvic bowl. This is really important because this gives you babies, and that's what we're here for. It's also your sense of self, your worth. It's also where your family relationships are representative. So your mother and father and your relationship with them will be found here. And all of your emotions that are unhealed are stored here. This is your emotional reservoir. Some people might say emotional dumpster, but I don't think all emotions are bad. So I don't like that term. But if you're like, I'm ready to get rid of this stuff, let's get it out of here. This is a great way of understanding that you can let go of things, that this is the sacral plexus chakra is the one we're going to focus on and getting all the stuff that's no longer serving you out of here so you can unblock yourself and can have that baby. So a great crystal that I recommend is sandstone, tiger's eye, or carnelian. Carnelian is super famous on TikTok and is also great for fertility. This is the number one stone many people will say for fertility, and I agree. It's a very powerful stone. Also, this color of the chakra is orange. So anything orange flavored that's whole, any like carrots or oranges, anything that's orange colored food is going to be great for healing your womb. Emotional imbalances that may occur are lack of self-worth, a low emotional regulation, emotional safety or lack of, emotional instability, mood swings are very common, or difficulty in forming intimate relationships, being like emotionally available. Some physical imbalances also may include fertility issues, painful periods, prolonged bleeding, absence of a menstrual cycle, also lower abdomen pain or sexual, you can have like painful sexual intercourse. All of those are examples of an imbalanced womb and sacral plexus chakra. So we need to make sure that if you are experiencing any of those things, one, make sure you see a medical doctor about any of the physical manifestations. And two, let's look at the root cause as to why you're experiencing these. A great affirmation that you can say is, your sense of abundance, well-being, pleasure, and sexuality are yours to have. I am worthy of everything that I wish. I am fertile, I am open, and I receive my baby. These are all great affirmations. Okay, the next one is our solar plexus chakra. And this, as I like to say, is this is the sun of our chakra system because it's also the color yellow. And the sun is what radiates all of the universe. And this is your sense of self. This is what is going to light up the chakra system with your ability of self-esteem, self-confidence. And it's really important to understand your relationship with self is the longest relationship we will ever have. So make sure that you're always checking in with yourself and making sure with this particular chakra that you feel aligned with who you are and what you're doing, and you are connected to that self-esteem of yours because it's super important. A great crystal I really like is citrine or yellow calcite for the chakra. I have both of those and I love citrine. Citrine's very accessible. It's very inexpensive and you can get any size stone. It could be raw or polished. those tumbled little stones that are just a few dollars are perfect to keep in your pocket. I put them in my bra. That's a great place. This color again is yellow. The most common imbalances in this chakra, like maybe like being assertive for yourself. You might find it's easier. Another thing is you might find it be easier to be assertive for others than for yourself. Other issues could be adrenal fatigue, issues with metabolism, and digestive issues. Our heart chakra is our next chakra, and this chakra is at the center of our chest, and it is just above our heart, like your heart, your chest, heart, where your physical heart is, your shoulder blades, like that whole region, your lungs, is the heart chakra. This is responsible for love, joy, inner peace. And with this color chakra, it is green. My favorite crystals are jade and rose quartz. Keep it simple. Jade is also great for money, and I love money, and so do you. So we also love rose quartz because it's super accessible. I actually have rose quartz with me all the time. I have mine right here. And an imbalanced heart chakra could represent with feelings of loneliness, jealousy, resentment. Other issues could be respiratory issues and immune system disorders. Some affirmations that you can say are, my spirit baby loves me as much as I love them. I love well and deeply with healthy boundaries. When I love myself, loving others comes easily. I love all of those affirmations. And the color of this chakra is green. I think I said that already. Oh, I forgot to mention that our solar plexus is located right where your sternum is, like below your chest, at the top of your rib cage. The sternum area is where your solar plexus starts, and then to right above your belly button. That whole, like, so basically your upper stomach, rib cage area. Digestive system is your solar plexus. I forgot to mention that. Okay, moving along to our throat chakras. This is where your larynx is. It is your entire neck. So this controls communication, self-expression, and truth. That's right. I said it, truth. So I speak my truth is a great affirmation. I'm a great communicator. I speak my needs, desires, and truth without fear. A lot of people have a problem with this throat chakra because they have fear of what people are going to think of what they have to say, or if they take up too much space, or if they talk too much, or if they are too much of anything, then someone's going to have a judgment. Fuck it. You have one life to live. I'm 41 now, and when you turn 40, you give less fucks. So honestly, it is super important for you to know that no one's a mind reader. No one really knows how you're feeling, and you deserve to share it. And your baby that's coming through is going to need you to advocate for them. So you need to start advocating for yourself now. And 98% of women that I work with, this is something that we need to address. You deserve to ask for a cup of water. You deserve to ask your husband to plan the vacation. You deserve for your friend to show up for you if you're crying and having a bad day, and if they can come. Ask them. The worst thing that they can say is no. And so what if they say no? We go and ask the next person, or you ask, you have a safe circle, but you have to ask in order for us to receive. And this is the missing equation when we're trying to have babies. It's so important. In order for us to receive, we have to tell the universe what we want with clarity and a description. It's so important. It's really important also for us to be honest with ourselves. We do things. We get stuck in motion of things and cycles, doing things that we don't even want to do because we don't want to disappoint our mothers, our fathers, or so-and-so, or because we don't want to let so-and-so down. Let's just tell them, sorry, I can't do it. I had a podcast at 7 o'clock tonight. And guess what? I canceled it. I realized that I need to be in bed by 7:30 so I can fall asleep by 8. And I actually am thriving from sleeping from 8:30 to 7. And it's a lot of sleep. I'm catching up. But I also am waking up with more energy
than I have in a long time. It changed my whole night routine. I was respectful. I was kind in my delivery and explained, I'm so sorry. My home life has changed. I'm unable to do evening podcasts. So sorry. And I gave them plenty of notice. It is okay to disappoint people. Be polite. Give the apology if necessary. Move on. Life will be okay. I give you permission. If you need to talk it out, send me a DM on Instagram. I promise it's going to be okay. Most of the time, we need to get honest with ourselves. And this is the chakra. But you have to feel safe enough to feel the emotions that you're feeling so that you can speak the emotions. But if you don't know what you're feeling, you don't feel enough, safe enough to feel them, how could you ever share with those around you how you are feeling or what you need if you don't know what you're feeling? So baby steps. But you deserve to be heard. And if somebody judges you or interrupts you, then that's a different story, but we can fix that too. Active listening. I had to learn how to be a good listener. I wasn't always a good listener. Okay, for this one is, our color is light blue or turquoise, and our crystals are aquamarine, blue lace, agate are my favorites. In common ways that you know that you have a blockage or an imbalance is that a fear of speaking up, a fear of being unheard, a fear of being judged when you speak, or even expressing oneself. So ways that this can manifest are thyroid issues, dental issues, and sore throats or loss of voice. I suffer from that too. When I started my business, I had a life/business coach, and every time she would ask me to do something and I would chicken out, I would lose my voice. Talk about energetic connections. Our next one is our third eye chakras. Okay, so this is located between our eyebrows. Some people call it the brow chakra, and this is in charge for imagination, intuition, and wisdom. A great mantra that I like to say is, I am open to exploring what cannot be seen. I trust myself fully. I trust my mother's intuition. Every one of you has a mother's intuition. You are intuitive. Trust your intuition. Okay, the color is dark purple or blue. I like sodalite for this one. Also with this, when we don't trust our intuition, it can show up as imbalances with like lack of clarity, difficulty making decisions, confusion. It also can result in vision problems, sinus issues, and headaches. So it's really super important that you trust your intuition and you identify that you are making great decisions in everything that you do. You're going to make a million decisions. You might even have decision fatigue, but lean in to your decision-making skill with your intuition. And so what if you make the wrong decision? You can't mess up your life, right? God's path for you. You can't mess up his divinity. You are exactly where you need to be. If you're listening to my voice, I'm thankful for you. You're exactly where you need to be. You are an intuitive person. The more grounded you are, the more healed you are, the more that you can listen to your inner voice, which is the same voice of God, Mother Earth, your inner child, and is the same voice of your imagination and your intuition. It's one thing, just in case you didn't know. And the more you imagine, the more intuitive strength you can have. So there is a hack for you. The next one is our crown chakra, which now sits at the top of our head. It controls your inner and outer beauty and is your spiritual connection. So a great mantra is, I'm a vessel of love and light. Another mantra is, I'm connected to the divine and my higher self. And the last one is, I receive my wisdom from my spirit baby. I love that. The color is violet or white. And my favorite crystal of all time, super basic, but nobody knows how it's the original OG, is clear quartz. Clear quartz is the great amplifier of all crystals. It complements so many things, but it also holds Reiki the most. I love a moonstone and amethyst for this chakra. And signs of imbalance is disconnection from spirituality, could be narrow-mindedness, can be a lack of inspiration. When you are not able to make decisions, and when you are not able to get clarity on the next move, and you're not able to trust your intuition, and you can't see what the next road is, and you can't speak what you need because you don't know what you're feeling. These are all signs that your crown is blocked, your third eye is blocked, your throat's blocked, and your womb is blocked. And when you come to me, we're going to unblock those things. We're going to connect yourself so you can start to feel your emotions. Don't come to me saying you don't want to feel the things. For us to get through it, we have to feel through it. And Reiki is going to allow you to do that, but with less pain. This is not talk therapy. This is us moving through it with energy healing so that you can get the outcomes that you're wanting. So you can feel like the best version of you and open up that wound so that you can feel like you can trust yourself. So you can know what decisions you want for you, and you have that discernment and that confidence. So you can have trust in a relationship with yourself and your spirit baby. So you can get your own psychic downloads. Yes, you can do that. Everyone can. It's a matter if you're open to it. And also then you can start to advocate for yourself and your doctor's appointments. Ask for the more things that you want. Do you want genetic testing for your embryos? Do you want to give birth standing up or lying down? Like things like that. Or no, I already said no, don't ask me again. No, it's a complete sentence. So those are what are, and the most common myth that I see is that once you heal a chakra, you're done. Chakras can open and close and reopen and unblock themselves without Reiki. I could also like make you energetically go block them if you go by somebody that threatens you and makes you feel unsafe, and then you have to be forced to speak to them and you're not ready, or have a conversation, or if you're cornered in a conversation, or you give too much of yourself away, you have the power. You can unblock them and you can reblock them. New things can come up all of the time. So it's really important to understand that they are energy systems and they do change. They also can stay stuck for a lifetime if you don't unblock them. Or they can be open for a really long time and then something happens and then they become blocked. But you have the power to clear them. Reiki, getting Reiki from a Reiki practitioner or a Reiki master is getting basically an injection, a boost of Reiki frequency, life force energy into your body so it can gently move the things that are blocking you to the surface. And when you have that, you could see things, you can experience things, you can see colors of the chakras within the Reiki system that you are healing. It's very common. You might have visions. Spirit babies might come and visit you. It's really wild what can happen to you during a Reiki session. All of it is safe, but it is a spiritual experience. And they are all very moving. I find that the energy can feel like waves of warmth moving through you and tingles. That's very common. But also when with your eyes closed, you can, the most common thing is you can see the colors, kind of like a kaleidoscope goes in and out and waves, like an waves that gets bigger and smaller. And the colors kind of mix together. That's what most people describe. So as the Reiki moves from one chakra to the next, so I could physically work on your feet, and then the Reiki can move from your feet to your elbow or to your head, and I'm still working on your feet. The Reiki is going to flow wherever it needs to heal whatever chakra it needs. I recommend that you start to know what is your super chakra. This is not like a thing. It is my thing. I see patterns that, you know, everyone has gifts and then everyone has deficiencies. Your super chakra are going to correlate to the things that you're really great at. And then the deficient chakra is going to be something that you need to support. I'm always going to need to support my root chakra. I'm going to need for the rest of my life, going to need to support and work extra hard at grounding myself. My heart chakra, not a problem. That chakra, it's always open. I'm always loving on people. It's super easy for me to make people feel loved. The same with my son. So those chakras, that's my super chakra. My crown chakra, also super open and flowing, and I receive a wisdom all the time. So those are examples of, like, can some chakras be stronger than others? Yes. I call them super chakras. That's just kind of my thing. So until next time, my friends, let the Reiki flow. And let me know what you think of this episode on Instagram. Shoot me a voice note at the Carolina Sotomayor. Talk to you soon.
Frustrated being told you are fine by your doctor, exhausted from negative pregnancy tests every month, wanting a deeper connection on your fertility journey with your spirit baby? The Make a Baby membership is exactly what you need. Using Reiki will help you connect to your spirit baby, heal the trapped emotions blocking fertility, and support you in our life-changing community. With over 90 Reiki babies, we invite you to try the Make a Baby membership for free. Check it out in the show notes. Let's get you pregnant.